This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the civil fraud case over his business practices on Monday, which could cost him control of Trump Tower and other prized properties. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Trump made a voluntary trip to New York for a trial that has high stakes for him. He said the case against him is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal.
New York Attorney General Letitia James suit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. Judge Arthur Engoron already has ruled that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. It is a non-jury trial, so the judge will decide on six other claims in the lawsuit. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The White House continued on Monday to try to reassure allies of sustained U.S. financial support for Ukraine's war effort after Congress's short-term funding package dropped assistance for Ukraine in its battle against Russia.
The president said it. The speaker and the overwhelming majority of the Congress have steadfastly supported Ukraine. So there is a bipartisan support for this from the beginning. It's going to continue. We've heard from Republicans and Democrats in Congress, and that's what we expect.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said U.S. President Joe Biden has rallied more than 140 countries to condemn Russia's invasion and built a coalition of more than 50 countries to provide aid to Ukraine. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces a threat to his leadership as fellow Republican Matt Gaetz said he would try to oust him this week, a move that could plunge Congress into crisis days